Luckily, with so much attention moving to the national scene, some of our own issues may not have made it to your top of mind list. For voters in the city and county of Honolulu, that list of proposed charter amendment questions is a long one, 20 questions. Some are housekeeping fixes, others flow from news events and ongoing issues. In this once every 10-year look at change, Charter Commission member and former Hawaii Governor John Wahei is with us this morning to put some of those questions back on our collective list. Good morning.
Bring it to all of our attentions. Otherwise, we won't be knowledgeable about them when we vote.
Well, that's part of the issue, and there's been some criticism that we really haven't put enough attention on what has been happening with the Charter Commission. So let's rectify at least some of that if we can. One of the questions that should not be at all a surprise to anyone that we're being asked about concerns the police commission and having greater authority. What happens if people answer yes to question one?
Well, I think there are a number of changes, and I think these changes offer greater oversight over the police department. You'd be surprised, but the police commission doesn't have the full authority that it really needs to maybe assert itself with regard to the police chief.
Well, seeing what we've seen happen in the news and playing out through that cycle several times now, maybe people wouldn't be surprised about that, but the fact that there is an opportunity to change that now
right.
may give them
and
a
little
bit of hope.
And it's a balance. You need to do that in a balanced way, because on the other hand, you don't want so much authority over the police department by the commission that it actually starts micromanaging. You also take the chance that things may get, as we say, political. So what we're changing here is by giving the police commission the ability to suspend for cause the police chief. We're giving them the ability to subpoena for evidence and to find out more about why disciplinary action was taken or not taken. So these are kinds of things that this amendment would improve. So it really many of the amendments that you will find in this batch are an attempt to bring things back in balance.
Let's talk about question number four.
Okay.
The idea of creating a unified multimodal transportation system.
Exactly.
We've heard from the HART board that they would like to have more authority. They would like to have some clarity about that. That would be one of the things that this question would answer. But also the idea of forming a rate commission that would review every year and make recommendations for whatever adjustments might have to happen to the fares. Also to be able to have the Department of Transportation be responsible for the ongoing maintenance for all of these things and responsibility for all of these multimodal ways of transportation. What would you want people to stop and consider when they're looking at one question that really has three parts to it?
Well, I think the first thing they ought to consider, ought to think about, is the fact that the process of developing a mass transit system is moving along. Things are being constructed. And someday we will actually have trains running. And the real question is, should an agency that was really formed for construction also be in charge of the operation once it's constructed? I think that what the Charter Commission felt and what the voters are voting on is that is a solution to that problem. One of the things that we often forget is that building the rapid transit system is more than creating infrastructure. It is actually social policy. And so what this amendment attempts to do is provide a seamless framework so that someone can catch a handy van, travel to a point where they can get on the rail and use that and seamlessly join the handy vans, the buses, and the rail system together and operate it like that, which, by the way, is the model, the ideal model, almost anywhere where these systems are set up. And also the model that we now have in existence for our bus system.
The bottom line being not to have responsibility be, you know, shared out piecemeal.
Well, I think the bottom line is first of all, coordination, right? Obviously, not being piecemeal about it and bringing that all together in one framework.
We're going to move on just because we have so little time with you. But looking at the question regarding the Affordable Housing Fund and using that to develop rental housing for people who are earning 60%, not 50%, which is the current of or less of median household income. How, in looking at that question, when we all talk about so much affordable housing that we need, how would that make a difference if you by changing that by 10%?
Well, I think, first of all, what it does is that it focuses the entire initiative. And one of the problems we have with housing is the fact that oftentimes we expect too much from too little, you know, that being put into this. So the first change is prioritizing the solution prioritizing the effort, targeting rental housing as the crisis or as the crisis that this particular fund should be attempting as opposed to everything under the sun. The second thing is that the moving the guidelines up to 60% actually brings it into conformity with other funds, federal funds and the like. The other area, which is also controversial and people ought to pay attention to it, is that the existing fund made sure that whatever housing occurred as a result of the funds would be in perpetuity government housing. There is a way for this whole thing, the product of this effort, to be privatized in 60 years, which allows then, again, more people or attracts more people to participate in this effort.
Governor, I wish we had much more time. There are so many more questions.
I would love to talk to you about it, but I think these are all important issues, and I think everyone should take opportunity to take advantage of it, and we thank you for inviting us.
Governor John Wahei is a member of the Charter Commission for the City and County of Honolulu. He was elected in 1986, and he became Hawaii's fourth elected governor and the first elected governor of Hawaiian ancestry. All 20 questions that will be on the ballot for Honolulu voters are on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.